read in today's gospel the corporal works of mercy, to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to welcome the stranger, to care for the ill, to visit the prisoner. And we are to identify that we need to be alert to see who these people are. In the Western society, many of us do not see it. The poor in the major cities are able to still get their three meals a day. However, there's a spiritual blindness, and it leads us to think, why do we have this spiritual blindness? Simply because we're not in grace and we're not praying. Because there's a sickness far beyond that of the corporal sicknesses. And it's not the coronavirus that I'm referring to. There's a sickness in the souls which is a detraction from God. And one thing which is lacking is once we're able to see the spiritual sickness of people, we then have the veil lifted from our eyes and we can minister to people accordingly. What am I referring to? I'm referring particularly to the lack of the rosary, which is not being prayed in groups. I'm particularly saying that many of us think that people know the rosary, but we're not bringing the rosary to them and inviting them to pray the rosary with us. When we go back to the time of St. Dominic, some years after his death, there was a coronavirus which went through the whole of Europe and wiped out a third of the population, and there were as many as 99 out of every 100 killed when they were in their convents and religious life. They were the ones who should have been praying. This was revealed by Our Lady to St. Alan de Roche. St. Alan de Roche was failing greatly too. He was a Dominican priest and he wasn't fulfilling what he should have been, which was to spread devotion to the rosary. As the rosary was needed to beat the heresy of Albigensianism, so the rosary at that time was also needed on a mass scale to obliterate the Black Plague, which was sweeping through Europe at the time. I have yet to hear of any bishops calling for countries to pray the rosary. If we look to Australia, we find the bushfires and how the coronavirus has entered into so many places over there. And yet we don't even have the bishops praying for China, where the virus is greater. That is where the body of Christ is suffering. That is where this corporal works of mercy is not being seen, because we have a blindness and we have a detraction towards certain races and peoples and countries because of either their economic might or because we don't like the way they live out their lives. They are also members of the body of Christ. And when we neglect them by not praying for them and rallying the rosary, we are neglecting Christ himself. And woe, as Jesus has said here, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least of mine, you did not do it for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment. Where is the call for the rosary? We know it is the vaccine for any problem which is going on in the world today. Where is the rally? We're all at fault. We're not spreading devotion to the Most Holy Rosary, which has been given to us to combat the evils of these times. And the evils of these times are being given to us because we have turned away from God. The virus is a consequence of us turning away from God. You're blessed at the moment, but give it 14 days and we'll see how things are going. In the meantime, I suggest that bishops call countries in their diocese to start praying the Most Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.